Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But I want to share with you about EZ-12. EZ-12. Which stands for, obviously, Ezekiel 12. But when you hear Ezekiel, people, especially so many people, go into this religious mindset. But if you're American and you hear easy, it's like, hey, what was that about? Is that easy? Something's easy here.
Right.
Easy 12. And God has spoken to me some time back and showed me, let me see that. Listen to this thing.
That was easy.
We even have an easy button right here in the office. Yeah, right. Give a shout out down to Lakeland. Thank you for that button, Cindy. But gosh, show me specifically me packing up all of my things and all of the studios and basically the hub or the VFN hub or Apostolic hub, and going to then he showed me a big, this is a dream that he has me in. And then in our television studios, we had a big hole in the wall. It wasn't like a perfect hole. It was like a rip hole in the wall. And it went from about 8 foot high, maybe that, and wide. And then I carried everything outside of that hole in the wall, and I carried it into another part. Mm-hmm. And so God began to speak to me. And I talked to, I'm just really blessed to have had Brother Ken Summerall as my spiritual father, who's now with the Lord, and also blessed to have, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick as a spiritual father from way back when to today. And but I shared it at that time with Brother Summerall, and he's very real. He was very, he just like, tells it like it is. If you're not ready for the truth, he just lets you know. And so I'm sharing. I said, listen, this is what's going on, and God's begins to stir my heart. And Ezekiel, and I'll read that in a minute, but in Ezekiel, God tells him to do something similar to this. He tells him to do something similar to this. And with that, I'm gonna read it for you. It's Ezekiel chapter 12. You got to hear this. You got to hear this thing. Because it was amazing how that it's exactly what the Lord was telling me to do. But in the dream kind of made sense when he showed it to me. In Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1, and Ezekiel is a prophet, but we're just saying easy 12 so you can remember it. But the word of the Lord, this is I'm reading from the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 12. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, you are living amongst a rebellious people. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear. They are a rebellious people. And if you're living amongst a bunch of rebellious people, it's like, and? You know? And rebellion is this, is resisting any authority or control in your life. Is that when God says left and we do anything other than left, that's rebellious.
That's right.
You know, it's not some, you know, wild whatever, and it can be, but it's just not following God. It's sin. And then in verse 3 says, therefore, son of man, he's speaking out to Ezekiel, pack your belongings for exile. And in the daytime, as they watch, set out and go from where you are to another place. It didn't even matter. It's just like,
just anyway.
Go through the motions of making this move. He said, perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious house. During the daytime, while they watch, bring out your belongings and pack them up for exile. Then, in the evening, while they are watching, so it'd be very public, go out like those who are going into exile. While they watch, dig through the wall and take your belongings out with it. Put them on your shoulders as they are watching and carry them out at dusk. Cover your face so that you cannot see the land, for I have made you a sign to the house of Israel. And it's like, that was the dream. That was what he told me. And this is some time back. And I was talking to Brother Ken about it. And Brother Ken's like, well, I don't know, you know, about that. I couldn't see, you know, because what he's doing, he's saying that Israel's about to go into captivity if they don't repent.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like Rick Joyner said, that if America don't turn, it's going to burn.
That's right.
Wednesday last week. Got to hear it. Convergence. It's called Convergence on the VFN Torch. And so, but after a couple of things began to unfold, and we began to look, Brother Ken and I were at Sam's department store, Sam's wholesale club, and we're thinking, you know, we both drove up together and says, "Let's go get us 90 days worth of." And we were these big buckets, these big 5 gallon buckets, and he was getting a couple of them for his kids and him, and I was getting. We were coming out, and we're like, "This is gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is really gonna happen. This is early on." God lets us know early on so that we. Not so we can be prepared if something happens. So we can tell everybody, and then we could say, God, I'm sorry, and we can no longer be rebellious and turn back to God. And so we go to our gathering where we were gathering that time with some of my brothers and his sons, you know, maybe one of his sons. And he and I share, you know, what God's laying on our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of shut us down. It's like, boom, they're like, y'all are just paranoid because y'all had hurricanes. That time we had all these different hurricanes going on.
Right.
And it's like, oh. And then so he looks at me and goes, well, I'm not going to say nothing else.
Never mind.
Never mind. And so we just prepared. And since then, all these things have been coming to pass. And so finally, when I was away in a sabbatical with the Lord, God just spoke to me about... where the VFN hub is presently located at, and that we were going to go to the next level because it's getting to a point that we need to go to the next level to be able to reach more in the nation for God. And to move to the heartlands, which would be northern Texas, is where he was showing me.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were preparing and walking this whole thing out and packing her up and putting her all the different things ready up for sale and move, then all of a sudden the voice of the Lord came to me, and it was powerful. And in it, the Lord began to explain to me some things that he has done.
Mm-hmm.
And one specific thing about northern Texas is it's not no, it's just not now.
Mm-hmm.
Then he began to show me, because I mean, you know, you and I, Pat, are aware of some significant strongholds in the region of the Araya.
Yeah, a few.
And but God has shown us these giants coming down,
mm-hmm.
and God's going to defeat the devil's stronghold in this region. He confirmed again that this storm is coming,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I prophesied before the leaders of the area.
That's right.
And that there's that he's established something.
Right.
You know, in this particular county that most people know about, Pensacola, but it's in Escambia County, which is the last county on the panhandle just before you get to
Alabama.
And sometimes they just call us L.A.,
yeah.
Lower Alabama.
Right.
And it's exciting because God's speaking. It's amazing the mercies of God, mm-hmm. you know, because I can't share some of the things that anyway. God's just merciful.
Yes.
You know, we spent many, many years in the region prophesying. One is that, you know, my spiritual father, Brother Kilpatrick, was leading what you may know today is the Brownsville Revival, where he cried out and prayed and sought the Lord, and God moved powerfully in the same region,
mm-hmm.
for years. And the whole world was touched. The whole world was touched. But the region, you know, didn't respond.
Right.
Can you believe that? The whole world.
Amazing.
Was shaken to the core. And out of that, out of the fires of revival, that's where God birthed us and what we've been doing. And it was a prophecy that came out of that, which is the Malachi prophecy of turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. For 10 years, for 10 years, we prophesied, and leaders of the city, the government leaders, the business leaders, the churches, we all got together and we prayed and we began to respond to the Father's heart being turned. And if you're even anywhere near the region, you know, people will identify me with that prophecy.
Right.
And even to the point where the governor at that time began to change his speeches, and he ended his speech with Malachi.
Right.
And in that, he invited me to his mansion up there and began to talk about, you know, the work that we were doing. It was so loud it reached all the way to Indore, India, in World Vision with Pradeep, and he wanted to come, and he says, you know, he wanted to come and bring what we were doing into India, into several cities in India. But Pensacola, that particular region, which it was all the old Gulf Coast area, you know, just kind of like, this is great, this is an event, but the fullness of that turning, you know what I'm saying, the fullness of the turning, because it's not just a natural father and a child, it's a spiritual fathers and spiritual parents, you know, right. being raising up offspring. And the difficulty we had, that when men would volunteer to be there for that fatherless boy, that the mother would try to marry. Remember the marriage? She would say, "This is my husband." It's like, "No, we just found a man for your son to mentor him." And he would run off and he would leave. And we're thinking, we're kind of seeing the strategy here was, this is not about the fathers. It's about what people were wanting from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the context of that, you know, we showed up at the auditorium and very specifically repented for our sins in the city, and the churches came together. A lot of the believers came together, and we talked about it before on VFN radio. And as soon as, because God told me that I was supposed to be there at the specific place and do this specific thing, and I did. And when I did, talking about profiling and things that had taken place.
Right.
But as soon as I began to talk about it, God, the manifest power of God enveloped the entire civic center.
Yeah.
Did it not?
Yeah, it sure did.
God just dwelt, just like, look at what he's doing. I mean, the powerful move of God, the Brownsville revival outpouring, the confirmation of the power of God in the time of prayer, 10 years of prophesying to a city and a region, and you're thinking, well, in the context of that, that it could be Chorazin. It could be Chorazin. It's time to, you know, obviously, that Jesus preached and he delivered it, and Chorazin said no.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If you are in the Gulf Coast region and you're listening, I got good news for you. God's got plans.
Yes, he does.
He's got good plans, and it is not over. And this captivity, this religious captivity, this captivity of a form of godliness, this of you know, being one thing one time a week, but being darkness the rest. I mean, listen, God's called you to an adventure in him, and you're going to begin to see some things unfold. And what he said was in EZ 12 that I'm talking about, and I want you to remember EZ 12, because we're going to make this available, and you can share this with your friends. You can go to EZ12.org, EZ12.org, that's the letter E, the letter Z as in zebra, EZ12.org, and it's going to take you right to this prophecy on the VFN torch, so you can share, you know, what God is doing. And understand this, and there's so much to this, but God hasn't given up. And not only that, that he's going to begin to do something. And what he showed me, he showed me, you know, thousands coming to him and just hungry for God and going after him. And listen, there's fullness, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's salvation, there's joy, there's everything in God. And God is speaking to very specific people around the nation who's been prophesying in different states. And he's calling them specifically, individually, to the region that I'm talking about, because he has plans for you. Now, it's not just, obviously, the Gulf Coast region, but he has plans involved. And he wants to be able to give you an opportunity to respond to him. And you cannot continue doing what you've been doing and thinking you're going to have something different, because that's insanity. But again, you got to get back into God and begin to abide with him, hear his voice, realize there's only one God, one Lord, one Spirit,
mm-hmm.
one word. And you, when you abide with him, you're going to hear the same thing. He's going to tell you the same thing.
That's right.
He's not going to tell you that the great commandments is a great idea, and he's not going to tell you the great commission is a suggestion. He's going to tell you he wants you to love and he wants you to go, but he wants to prepare you to go. And he wants to go with you with signs following you, because we have something that he's called us to do that we will answer for at his throne room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's prepared a time, a season, and a people to be able to be there to get you to a place that you always wanted to be, but you didn't know how to get there. And the ones that you talked to kind of didn't let you go there, because for you to go there means that you might not be there.
Right.
And so with that, we just walked out of sign.
Yeah.
We just walked out of sign. The very thing that he showed me, and obviously, your brother Ken's with the Lord right now, but that's exactly what he did. You know, and we were willing to lay down everything in the area that we were, because we knew that God was going to raise it up again.
That's right.
And Northern Texas, mm-hmm. which is the Heartlands. I mean, everything was totally set up, you know, for the Heartlands, for us to be there. But you know what? There's nothing better and safer or more prosperous in the world than to be in the will of God.
Exactly.
And so I just want to encourage you that if you are listening, and we have a lot of listeners on the Gulf Coast, it's time. It's time, it's time, it's time. The things that have been spoken over you, the things that God has said to you, the things that you thought, well, why deal with all this because nothing's going to change? It's going to change. Begin to deal with it. Begin to say, you know what, Jesus, I want to be your disciple. And understand this, too. With the presence of God comes consequences. You can't think it's going to be like where you presently are if you're in a religious atmosphere, that you can basically do anything you want to do, say anything you want to do, be as political as you want to be. You can be, your heart could be filled with all kinds of contrivings, but on the outside you're acting like, understand, the presence of God judges sin. You know, but understand, he's always said that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that where you are, God doesn't judge sin. It's just where you are, maybe the presence of God is just not there.
Mm.
But when you move into his presence, I want to prepare you that Ananias and Sapphira was in the New Testament, wasn't in the Old.
That's right.
And Eli was in the New Testament, wasn't in the Old. But understand, that's cool. It's okay, because that's what you want. You want the God of the Bible. You want, God is real. God speaks. He's powerful. He's a holy God. Nobody's perfect, but understand, God knows the intentions of our heart. You can have accidental a sin, and you can fight against sin, but then you can have intentional sin. You know, and God knows the difference between those things. And so getting this, I guess the best way to describe it is, somebody once said to, I think to both of us, Pat and I, it was like stepping out of religion into the fourth chapter of the book of Acts.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And then huge consequences happened.
That's right.
And understand this, that the God of the Bible is still the God of today. And that's good, because he loves you and he's got a plan for your life, and he does heal and he does deliver and he does set free, and he can change the heart of your leaders. And doesn't matter it doesn't matter. Even if they throw you in a lion's den, he can shut the mouth of the lion. Even if you go into captivity, he can put you as Nebuchadnezzar's assistant. Understand, God is all powerful and holds all things. He's calling you to himself. Listen, we walked that out in hopes that, obviously under his unction, that you would see and you would ask the question, what are you doing, what you're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? And we're to tell you this, Ezekiel 12:11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 12, verse 11. I am a sign to you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.